When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It's time now for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the KROX app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our World and National News headlines on this April 24th, possibly hit 70 degrees today. Taking a look at our headlines, the family of Lorraine Campbell, a British victim of the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka, has paid tribute to her. Campbell, who was originally from Manchester but lived in Dubai, died in the bombing at the Cinnamon Grand Hotel in Colombo. Campbell, who worked in technology, was described by her husband, Neil Evans, as a real tour de force. The suicide bombings at the churches and hotels killed over 350 people and injured 500. The dead included people from at least 12 countries. For one woman who survived the Easter bombings at churches and hotels in Sri Lanka, the attack took a particularly heavy toll. Anusha Kumari lost her son, daughter, husband, sister-in-law, and two nieces in the attack at St. Sebastian's Church in the fishing town of Negombo. The 43-year-old woman who suffered shrapnel injuries to her face was released from the hospital so she could attend the funerals. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has stepped out of his khaki-green armored train in far eastern Russia, smiling and upbeat about a much-anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The summit Thursday comes amid deadlocked global diplomacy over North Korea's nuclear programs. Kim on Wednesday met with Russian officials at Russia's Kazan train station before traveling on to Russia's Pacific port city of Vladivostok, the summit venue. President Donald Trump says his White House will be, quote, fighting all the subpoenas, end quote, issued by House Democrats in their investigations into his administration. Trump is criticizing those investigations and telling reporters that he, quote, thought after 2 years would be finished with it, end quote. Democrats have stepped up the inquiries in the aftermath of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference. Trump says it's enough and that we're fighting all the subpoenas. In nearly 3 weeks on Jeopardy, James Holzhauer shatters the show's assumptions. He's quick, smart, and had cold-blooded air of a gambler. He already has the show's top five one-day scores with bigger goals in sight. The story here should have told us how much has this guy won, but he has been dominating Jeopardy here. Over $1 million is what he's won, and I think he's one of those. They're just finally going to say, okay, you're done. Nobody's going to beat you. He knows his stuff, that's for sure. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial.
When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, right now in downtown Crookston, we're going to have our nicest day of the year shaping up here. We're already at 64 degrees, sunny blue skies, a north breeze of 9 miles an hour, barometric pressure is at 29.69 inches, humidity is dropping at 37%. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of showers, highs 70 to 75, northwest winds of 10 to 20. Then tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clear, lows 40 to 45, northwest winds of 5. To 15. But again, highs 70 to 75 today. That will dry out the fields. Farmers getting excited. But right as we say, things are drying up. The weekend comes. Slight chance of rain Friday night. Chance of rain Saturday. And then Sunday, chance of rain possibly mixed with snow. Monday, rain possible mixed with snow. So there you go. Right when we get things drying up, looks like we could get some precipitation here this weekend, possibly mixed with snow. We'll keep you updated as we get closer to the weekend to let you know what to expect. And, of course, it's prom for a lot of area schools, so it might be a little challenging to get those pictures in. We will take a break. We will be back. Take a look at what's happening on the estate news. And a whole lot more. That's all going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Administrative Professionals Week is April 22nd through the 26th. Your administrative professional is a hardworking, vital part of your team. Give them the recognition they deserve with fresh flower arrangements, blooming plants, or balloon bouquets from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Gift certificates are also available. Call 281-4419 today and place your order with delivery around town and around the world. Montague's Flower Shop, located at 114 North Main Street in downtown Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, Governor Tim Walz says he has concerns about how negotiations are going these last few weeks of session. That's after Senate Republicans failed to show up at a conference committee meeting Tuesday to discuss accepting federal funding to bolster election security. Senator Mary Kiffmeyer of Big Lake says the Senate was not included in the scheduling. Walz says,
to say we didn't know about this meeting, that is just patently false. And so that's not a great way to start negotiations, because the trust factor here of what is the issue? What can I help you with, Hava, if you won't even come up?
Minnesota is the only state in the country that has not approved receiving the full $6.6 million in federal HAVA funding or Help America Vote Act election security funding. So that is not a good sign of things to come down at the Capitol. Spring open burning restrictions are in place for a good chunk of central Minnesota. The DNR's Casey McCoy.
It is the time of year where we experience the largest number of wildfires. Our largest cause of wildfire in Minnesota is escape debris burning.
McCoy says, as we get further into the wildfire season, additional counties will likely be added. The latest burn restrictions can be found at the DNR's website. A mandate that all Minnesota school districts have comprehensive sex education programs remain in a major public school funding bill. Yeah, the Minnesota House passed last night over Republicans' objections. Albert Lee Representative Peggy Bennett says Planned Parenthood is pushing curriculum drawn from a controversial book.
What's in here would be considered pornography anywhere else. And this is the kind of thing that's going to get driven down, not even just to kindergarten, but to preschool.
Northfield Democrat Todd Lippert responds, any instruction must be appropriate for age level and beyond that.
Parents, if the model program is being used, can opt out, have their children taken out of that instruction as they can with sexual health curriculum currently.
Lippert notes school districts could also opt out of the standard curriculum. Opponents respond districts would still be required to have comprehensive sex education programs. And value-added agriculture, farm mental health, and more options for affordable housing features Republicans highlight in a $258 million agricultural rural development housing bill. The Minnesota State passed, the Senate passed last night. There's also money for expanding broadband internet access in greater Minnesota, and Elbow Lake Senator Tori Westrum says.
$30 million is a strong investment. The governor's got $70 million, but that's only coupled with significant tax increases. And so we don't have tax increases to backfill further investment. We use existing funds.
And Westrum says the bill also includes loans and grants to help small farms upgrade technology and funding for a soybean innovation campus in Crookston, which would be located at UMC, but also work hand in hand with that soybean ethanol, the soybean crushing, processing plant and ethanol plant that's being proposed on the south end of town. So could be seeing a lot of soybean-type stuff coming to Crookston, hopefully, and they're still working on getting the funding for that, but they've passed a few hurdles and have a few more left, so hopefully we'll have some good news here by the end of the summer on that front. That is a look at the state news. We will take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That's going to be coming up right after this from Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Administrative Professionals Week is April 22nd through the 26th. Your administrative professional is a hardworking, vital part of your team. Give them the recognition they deserve with fresh flower arrangements, blooming plants, or balloon bouquets from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Gift certificates are also available. Call 281-4419 today and place your order with delivery around town and around the world. Montague's Flower Shop, located at 114 North Main Street in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, what a beautiful day it was. The Crookston Pirate boys and girls track teams, they competed in the crowded field at the Thief River Falls Quentin Jones Invitational at the Multi-Event Center in Thief River Falls. The Pirate girls took fourth place with 101 in a third point, while Thief River Falls, the girls team won with a score of 139. The Crookston boys finished in fourth place with 65 points, while East Grand Forks won the meet with a score of 167. The Green Wave have another solid boys team this year. The Crookston girls had first place finishes. Jada Dillable had a nice throw of over 34 feet in the shot put. Catherine Geist won the mile and the 4x800 relay team of Thea Oman, Emma Gunderson, Hayden Winjum, and Anke Wiersma. The boys had second place finishes from Jaden Labarski in the 800, Noah Keel in the 200, and the 4x100 relay team of Brady Wisk, Jacob Brunel, Sam Overgaard, and Sean Nelson. Crookston will travel to East Grand Forks on Friday for their second meet of the week. And still, East Grand Forks, they have the best track in northwest Minnesota. I think you ask every trackster, they'll be the first to admit to that. The Crookston Pirate boys tennis team, they struggled in a 6-1 loss to Minnewaska area in a Section 8A match played in Fergus Falls. The lone Crookston win came at first doubles with Blake Fee and Robert Janorski winning 6-4, 6-3. Crookston drops to 0-4 on the year. They will host Detroit Lakes in another section battle on Thursday. Now for the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Sports. Jose Altuve hit a 3-run home run. Alex Bregman added 3 runs batted in as the Houston Astros rallied for a 10-4 victory over the Twins to snap a 3-game losing streak. The game was tied in the 7th when Trevor Hildenberger allowed a single to Tyler White before issuing consecutive walks to Altuve and Springer to load the bases, and the rest, as they say, is history. So the bullpen struggles again. And I think that is about it. And, well, bad news here. And the guy that's been to town many times. Authorities say one of the most accomplished hockey players in Minnesota history has been arrested for drunken driving for the third time. The Star Tribune reports Neil Broughton was pulled over Sunday night in western Wisconsin. Broughton lives in River Falls. The Pierce County Sheriff's Office says Broughton was stopped by a sheriff's deputy after running a stop sign in Ellsworth Township. Authorities say he failed a roadside sobriety test and are awaiting the toxicology report. Of course, Neil Broughton from Roseau. Too bad. Let's see what else we have here. Pirate Girls Golf, they were supposed to be at the Pelican Rapids meet yesterday. That was canceled. And Pirate Boys Golf Team, they were supposed to host the Crookston Invitational. That has been canceled. And the Pirate Baseball Team, they were supposed to be at Glendon, taking on Dilworth, Glendon, Felton. That was postponed. So that's... Hopefully, we're done with the postponements and cancellations, and everybody can get the rest of their events in. On the speaking of events, UMC Baseball, they figured they'd meet Northern State halfway. They're playing in Moorhead right now, and in the eighth inning, UMC and Northern State, they're tied at three apiece. UMC right now in sixth place in the NSIC, Northern State seventh place, so it's a big game. UMC and Northern State, really, UMC is going to be 6 or 7, Northern State's going to be 6 or 7. No matter what happens here the rest of the way, unless something just crazy happens in the NSIC, but that's what they're fighting for, so big games, doubleheader, started at 10:30 this morning. Game two will start shortly after the first, but right now they're all knotted up at three apiece in the eighth inning. And women's softball, UMC, they're at Minot State. They get underway at 1 o'clock for a doubleheader there. That is about it on the sports scene. Well, we'll tell you this. The Capitals blew a chance to eliminate the Hurricanes on the road Monday and will now host Game 7 at home tonight. Well, if you can't get up for that, what can you get up for? If Carolina brings its best and pulls off the upset, it'll mark the first time in NHL history that all four division champions lose in the first round. Tampa Bay, Nashville, and Calgary have all been eliminated. So it just goes to show you, and people say this all the time, in hockey, the regular season means nothing. Just be one of the top eight and make it to the playoffs, and then after that, anything can happen. And in the NBA, two-time defending NBA champion Golden State will try to eliminate the Clippers in Game 5 tonight. James Harden and Houston lead Utah 3-1 and will also try to wrap up their first-round series at home, potentially setting up one of the most anticipated second-round postseason matchups between the Warriors and the Rockets. That's a second round. Just might actually have to start watching the NBA playoffs if that happens. That is a look at the sports. All the past week's sporting news available on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports and go from there. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at our local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has a 12-count double roll of essential everyday bath tissue, or the 8-roll selected essential everyday paper towels are $4.99 each. 120-count essential everyday napkins, they're 99 cents. 13.5-ounce Pert Plus Shampoo, $2.49. And the 14-pound essential everyday cat litter, $3.99. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, Crookston Superintendent, Crookston Schools Superintendent Jeremy Olson held the community input session. Well, he didn't. The Crookston School District did last night, and the Crookston High School Commons to help shape the district's strategic plan. Olson said he was excited by the turnout of the community members who participated.
We had 75 people here, which we are very excited to see that kind of turnout. Very thankful to those people that gave up 2 hours of their time to come and work with us and help us prepare for the future.
Well, great news there to have a pretty good-sized crowd. And community members were asked to reflect on the last 5 years and consider things related to Crookston Public Schools that had both a positive or negative impact on both things that were done intentionally and unintentionally. Among the things that had a positive impact were expanded preschool and early childhood family education opportunities, service clubs like the Leo Club, Builders Club, and others similar, having orchestra and the fine arts. Crookston has some of the best offerings there in northwest Minnesota. They have special education, the different clubs and activities, diversity of the student body, relative safety of the school and community, state participation, and the pool changing hands. Some of the areas the community identified as having a negative impact were the failed referendum, lack of communication to parents, parent and student involvement in sports, too many sports, I think everybody agrees on that, special education, and paraprofessional cuts, scheduling for band and choir, lack of written report cards, cell phones, lack of follow-through on discipline, out-of-school suspensions, family structure, vaping, that's everywhere. Actually, we were at the St. Cloud State UMC baseball game. One of the St. Cloud State players was vaping in between innings. And he was hiding it from the coach, so I'm assuming he's not allowed to do that. But so, I mean, it's bad. But they also talked about some of the bad things, frustrated teachers, and a school climate of mediocrity. And that would go back to, I'm sure, athletics as well, the mediocrity. Olson said he wasn't surprised what the community came up with because they mirror what has been identified by staff and community members in prior discussions.
Actually, the things that we came up with tonight don't surprise me because as I've been talking to staff and as I've talked to community members in my time here, many of those things continue to come up. And so it was just a reaffirmation of some of the things I've heard as I've visited with community members. The important thing now is to take this input and start putting this into action. So tomorrow we're going to meet as a school board to start taking this input and the input that we received from our staff and really developing a plan on how we're going to get there. Because at the end of the day, if we don't develop any action, we've not done our job.
And the community members were then asked to identify areas of priority, which included a culture of hard work and excellence, strong partnerships in the community, a safe, inclusive, and involved student body, life skills in the classroom, accountability for students, amen, parents, teachers, and administration as well, identifying and addressing the issues around declining enrollment. And Olson said the board will work on creating a multi-year strategic plan with defined steps to address the priorities identified.
What we're looking at is where do we go from here? Because that's really the big ticket question is where do we go from here? Over the course of the next couple of months, we're going to try to put into actionable steps. What are the year one, year two, year three priorities? And my focus will be to try to communicate with our community about what that strategic plan entails and what we're going to be trying to do each and every year. Because realistically, in some ways, I need to hold myself accountable as a superintendent and then also hold the rest of the schools accountable so that we're actually making steps towards the strategic plan. My hope and my vision for the strategic plan would be in 5 years, having a similar session like we did tonight, I'm hoping that many of the items that we've talked about tonight are going to have come to fruition. So I'm hoping in 5 years here, we're looking back and saying, hey, we've accomplished this. We feel pretty proud of where we've been and where we're going.
It's good. They're going to meet again tonight, as we told you after the school board meeting on Monday. They have meetings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. Tonight, they will take all the input that they received from last night's meeting, and as we said, hats off to all the 75 people that showed up to have input on the future of the Crookston School District. And they will take that along with the teachers' session that they had earlier. And they'll put them all together and start working on that five-year plan and try to get to the goals and what they want to knock off in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and be able to mark those off as they go. So that'll be tonight. And then Thursday night, it'll be the bus garage committee meeting, and they'll get the first look at the tentative architectural drawings for the bus garage. So things are getting done at the Crookston School District. On the Polk County side of things, they met yesterday morning. Polk County Emergency Manager Jody Bouchane provided an update on the flooding and damage around Polk County caused by runoff and snowmelt earlier this month. Despite the heavy runoff, including the Burnham Creek overflowing its banks for the first time in Bouchane's 18 years with the county, he said it was pretty efficient management operation for the county.
Gave the board an update on the damages that we incurred last week during the flood runoff. We had 7 days, started April 5th, where we had flooding issues for 24 hours around the clock. So we had assigned crew that was running around. Jay Wallace with the Polk County High Department was pretty efficient running around and getting all the signs up and marking them on an app and the road closure app. And people would call into dispatch. Dispatch would relay the information to the highway department. They'd turn around and the highway department would go out and mark the spots, and then we'd mark them on the map.
Well, five homes south of Crookston did need to be sandbagged, with one home having the water top the sandbags and flooding the home's basement.
We had five homes that needed to be sandbagged. Polk County supplied most of those sandbags. Bertles Construction delivered the sand. We had one home where the sandbag, where the water went over the sandbags at 2 a.m. So they had a foot and a half of water in their basement. Red Cross was working with that family right away in the morning. Salvation Army came out to those five homes and delivered flood cleanup kits. So everything is working out.
And now that the majority of flooding has ceased, Beshane said they will work to collect estimates on the damage throughout the county to submit this for state and federal disaster relief.
This week we're dealing with damage assessments. We're gathering all the information that we can from the city of Crookston, East Grand Forks, all the townships and county. We need to gather all that information and just get rough estimates on the damage, and then we submit that to the state. The state will turn around and look at it, and we have a good chance that that could be declared as a state disaster. We only have to hit 58,000, so that qualifies us for a state. If we hit 118,000, that qualifies us for a federal declaration. It's not 100% that we'll get that, but we qualify to be declared.
Polk County Sheriff Jim Tadman said the online map that was updated by the Highway Department whenever they closed a road was helpful for emergency responders and dispatch. The map allowed dispatch to navigate responders around closed roads more efficiently than in the past when they only had a list of road closures, Tadman explains.
I think the biggest thing that helped out this year with our CAD service and dispatch was that the highway department had the road closure map, and with that being utilized with dispatch, they were able to go on there and see if where the roads were at versus looking up in the past where it was just written down. They'd have to try to find out where to send the deputies, the first responders, and or the ambulance services. It went really smooth this year. We had a couple incidents with vehicles going into the waters, and a couple people lost control and went in the water. Some decided that they thought they could make it by going around barricades, and it went very smooth for us, and I'm happy that we're having the sunshine and the snow is gone, and look forward to a great safe summer.
And that is, again, Polk County Sheriff Jim Tadman. So the county, the city, all doing a great job of the emergency management through the flooding process here in northwest Minnesota. So nice job by all of them. The Northwest Regional Correction Center, they announced the arrest of the following individuals: Jeffrey David Carmichael, 39, of Manoman, on petty misdemeanor for possession of drug paraphernalia; Joseph Marvin Goulet, Jr., 28, of Fauston, for misdemeanor domestic assault, commits an act to cause fear of immediate bodily harm or death; and Shana Marie Glazer, 31, of Grand Forks, for misdemeanor contempt of court for refusing to be sworn in as a witness or answer. Bail was supplied. The Crookston Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau ambassadors recently made a visit to congratulate Allison Mayer, owner of Rockstar Grooming, on her new location. They have moved into the former Seasons Bait and Tackle building. And they also stopped by First Community Credit Union to congratulate new branch manager Dana Johnson. Of course, First Community Credit Union, you've noticed the old, I still call it the old Pizza Hut building, was knocked down. That's where they will be relocating, to that location. So exciting times there. Speaking of exciting times, 21 Crookston High School Orchestra students participated in the string solo and ensemble contest hosted at Bemidji High School last week. Students prepared and performed solo and small ensemble pieces for a judge and were given a score based on tone quality, intonation, rhythm, balance, blend, technique, interpretation, musicianship, bowing, and other performance factors. Students that received a score of 35 to 40 earned a superior rating or a double star, and those that received a score of 28 to 34 earned an excellent rating or a single star. Orchestra competes in 8AA division with schools from Moorhead, Bemidji, Fergus Falls, and Thief River Falls. Ella Weber and bass solo received a double star. Lily Sandman, a cello solo, received a single star. Catherine Geist and Emily Gillette, a violin duet, had a single star. Emily Gillette, a violin solo, had a single star. Emma Osborne, Ava Lopez, and Isabel Herberg, a string trio, had a single star rating. Ainsley Boucher, violin solo, a single star. Catherine Geist, a violin solo, a single star. Diane Sundquist, a violin solo, received a single star. Then a single star for the viola quartet of Caden Osborne, Catherine Hallis, Linnea French, and Gabe Monteith. A single star for the string trio of Elia Hujanin, Lisa Lindemann, and Adelaide Shea. A single star for Victoria Prue for a violin solo. And then Sarah Ryan and Audrey Harbit had a violin duet. Sophia Rizak had a violin solo. And Janae Luco had a cello solo. On Tuesday at 8:26 a.m., the Crookston Fire Department was called to the 100 block of South Broadway for a hot electrical smell. The source was a deep freeze unit that was unplugged, and the matter was turned over to the staff. At 8:30 p.m., they responded to an alarm at 111 and a half West Robert Street. They investigated, found no danger, reset the alarm, and turned the matter over to the Crookston Police Department. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we're at 64 degrees, sunny skies, a north wind of 9 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.69 inches, humidity is at 37%. The sun rose at 6:20 this morning. The sun will set at 8:28 for 14 hours and 8 minutes of daylight. The record high, 83, set in 1891. The record low, 18, set in 1919. Year ago high was 52, the year ago low 36, the average high is 59, we're above that, the average low 36. Yesterday's high was a beautiful 66 with a low of 34. Right now in downtown Crookston, we're already at 64 degrees. You can skip work the rest of the day, I give you permission, except for you, Leo. you got to get outside after work, get out and enjoy. Not a lot of activities going on tonight since it's Wednesday night, so hopefully you can get on out and we've been seeing a lot of people walking, especially by our house there along Barrett Street and along Fisher Avenue on the bike trails there, people getting out and enjoying the beautiful weather that we're having, and we deserve it after that miserable winter we had. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be mostly sunny, a 20% chance of showers, high 70 to 75, northwest winds of 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clear, lows 40 to 45, northwest winds of 5 to 15. Then tomorrow, going to be warm again, high 60 to 65, but it'll be windy. Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour possible tomorrow afternoon, so it won't feel as warm as it will actually be at 60 to 65. The Thursday night, lows in the mid-30s, Friday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain showers, highs 50 to 55. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow, highs in the mid-40s. Monday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain again, possibly mixed with snow showers, highs in the mid-40s. Monday night, mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. And then Tuesday, it'll stay cool, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Well, a week ago, we would have taken 45 to 50, and now we're complaining about it. It's amazing how quick it changes. So that is a look. We are expecting up to 75 degrees today. Tomorrow, 60 to 65, but wind gusts up to 40. Friday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Then it'll cool down a little more, highs in the mid-40s over the weekend. Saturday, prom, highs 50 to 55. And then Saturday night, Sunday, and Monday, a possibility of precipitation. So be ready for that this weekend. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. We have some drawings to take care of, so we're going to be doing that here shortly. But the Noontime News today was brought to you by our friends at American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.